There are many, 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 many mistakes that are made when it comes to nutrition. And no matter what goal you have, fat loss, building muscle, performing better, whatever, does not matter. If there's a goal out there and there's a nutrition plan behind it, or a nutrition expectation or strategy, there's always going to be mistakes made. And one way you see so many mistakes being made, probably because it's one of the most prevalent goals out there, is in the fat loss space. And they're not always kind of direct, tangible mistakes either. It's not like you're doing the wrong diet or you're eating the wrong food or this or that. Sometimes it's those things that are unthought of, unrealized, in the background, you know, fundamentally a part of your habits and behaviors. Things that you do that are stopping you from moving forward rather than causing you a direct, you know, tangible setback. And that is what today is about. I want to share this one thing that I've seen time and time again, and I continue to see time and time again, and I want to squash it and get rid of it for you. So that is what today is about. This fat loss mistake that you might very well be making. What is it? Let's get into the podcast. Welcome to the Reach a Peak podcast experience. This podcast is for athletes of all levels who want to level up their nutrition to level up their game. Join me as I explore the world of nutrition, health, and performance. Each week, I dive into a new topic to help expand your knowledge, separate truth from myth, and change your perspective so you can start winning the right way and reach your peak potential. I'm your host, Alexa, the sports dietitian and nutrition coach. Let's go. Welcome back to the Reach Your Peak podcast experience. I'm your host, Alexa, the sports dietitian and nutritionist. And just like it seems like sometimes like a routine, we are talking fat loss today. Specifically, I'm going to share with you a mistake that people make, or an error, or whatever you want to call it, that is actually potentially getting in the way of your fat loss progress. And it's something that fundamentally you may be doing. Something that you're probably not even thinking about. Something where maybe you just have the wrong idea or just think that you're doing fine in this arena. But it's one that I see time and time again. And once you realize what it is, you'll know exactly if you're doing it or not. And therefore, you can address it. By addressing it, I'll be very surprised if you don't start seeing better fat loss results over the long term. And you'll probably stop talking so much about how fat loss is impossible for you. And maybe, just maybe, you will start saying, I'm seeing some progress and I'm happier for it. Okay, so let's get right into it. So the big mistake that people make is thinking that single days of strategy are enough to see results. Okay, and not realizing that inconsistency across the week, across the month, sir, and across the year is enough to keep you stagnant. Does not matter if you have the best strategy in the world, if you are not doing it enough, consistently enough, and executing it in the right way. And the way this usually manifests for people is where during the week, they'll have days when they're like, yeah, I feel awesome when it comes to my diet. I am doing exactly what I need to be doing per the plan. Let's assume the plan in this case actually is a plan that would work, because sometimes you need to calibrate a plan, obviously, and iterate it over time. But then what happens is they'll have days when they're completely off the plan, or they'll be on the plan Monday to Friday and then the weekend will be a complete blowout, or they'll be good for a couple of weeks and then stop for a couple of weeks, or they'll be good for some period of time and then saying, you know, they'll feel like they're not progressing enough as they would be expecting, and then they'll stop for a bit because what's the point? And then they'll start again and then they'll be like, why is it not working? It's this expectation that just because you are doing a good plan in some capacity, that it should lead to results in the full capacity. That's not going to happen. That's just not the way it works. Some people might get away with this because of maybe their metabolism is a bit more in tune for maybe fat loss, or maybe there's other things going on that you don't realize, or whatever it may be, or maybe they're more consistent than they think. But generally speaking, if you are thinking that single periods or days or moments of adherence to a strategy, a good strategy even, is enough to actually see fat loss results in the long term, you are mistaken. And let's assume that you even get some results, you can very well lose them. Now, this is not to, honestly, like I just want to say, this is not to freak you out. And it's not to say that you have to be perfect. No, definitely not. You do not have to be perfect to get results. This is also not to say that you will just as easily regain your weight just because you fall off a little bit. No, this is not that. This is the things where you maybe fundamentally, if you actually thought about it, actually kind of questioned yourself, you'd understand that maybe you're not being adherent enough or consistent enough, but you feel like it's enough. I'll do the diet these days here and then those are, you know, and I won't do it for a few days and I'll do that on rinse and repeat. That over time is where the issue lies. It's not being perfect. It's not about setbacks being this, you know, the death of fat loss. That's not what this is about. And I know it can be a bit of a fine line. It's kind of hard to really convey that over a podcast, especially not knowing your individual situation, not being able to talk it through with you individually as a client and all that sort of stuff. Like I understand that. It is a fine line to a degree. But at the same time, you see it so often where people think just because they're doing the plan to some degree that they need to be achieving the results to the full degree. And that's just not an expectation you can have. You need to be more consistent. Consistency, not perfect, not perfection, but consistency, even consistent imperfection is going to be better for you than perfect inconsistency. Or you get the point. I don't know. I'm confusing myself in the moment here. So yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Okay. So you just don't want to be thinking about how, yeah, I'm doing the plan for a few days here, or this, I was really good on the plan this day or this and that, when over time you are not consistent with your plan, or you're not doing the plan consistently across the week, rinse and repeat. Because it's not just a one-off week that causes people to not lose weight. It's consistent off weeks because of habits and behaviors that are reinforced. That is what sets people back when it comes to fat loss. Because you never develop that true momentum and traction when it comes to fat loss. And because of that, you never develop that push behind all of this, behind that strategy. They'll actually like create the results. You know what I mean? So yeah, I'm not going to waffle too much on, you know, because I don't want to confuse the whole situation, but that's the kind of reality of it. That's kind of something in the background that people don't think about. It's like it's not a tangible mistake in a sense, but it's more so something that really comes down to the behaviors and the habits and how you operate. And that's why I want you to kind of look into that and see if there's something that you can fix. Can you, if you're not seeing the results you're hoping for, is there a lack of consistency behind it? Are you expecting that just because you're doing the plan to some degree, you're expecting the full degree of result? That's the kind of stuff that I'm trying to open up for you today. That's the kind of conversation, the dialogue I want you to open up today. And hopefully this has opened it up between us. And then now you can think about that and hopefully rectify it and therefore see some results or more results in the future. So yeah, that's it. That's it for today. Okay. So if you got any questions about fat loss, or if you're stuck with fat loss, you need to chat to me about it, see if I can help. As always, reach out to me. Show notes below. You can find all the different ways that you can contact me. Other than that, you know, hope this episode has been valuable for you, and I'll talk to you very soon. Keep on listening. Stay safe. Talk to you soon. Have a good one. See you later. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to today's podcast episode. Remember to subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcast so you can stay up to date whenever I drop an episode. You can also find me on socials where I regularly post valuable sports nutrition content to help you elevate your sports game, elevate your nutrition game, and reach your peak potential. Simply search for The Climbing Dietitian and be sure to click follow. Until next time, stay safe and stay dedicated. See ya.